Here at the Unitarian Society of Germantown, our mission statement begins with three magic words: building beloved community. You don't hurt my feelings, and I've heard it from more than one person who says, "What in the world does that mean?" Well, people use different words to describe things, but I think when we meditate on it, we know. We build beloved community when a loved one dies, and we come together to tell stories about how that person touched our lives and about how our hearts are big enough to hold all the sadness and the joy that exist at times like those. We build beloved community when we witness and celebrate two people making vows of lifelong love and support. We build beloved community when we bless babies and children and promise that our village will teach and nurture them and all the children to come. When I'm thinking about beloved community, I try and go to some of the greatest teachers, and Daniel was just certainly talking about one of them, Jesus. People from all different walks of life and around the globe can look to Jesus among spiritual teachers. One of the things Jesus said, in keeping it simple, was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength, and you should love your neighbor as you love yourself." In June, we were so proud to ordain Joan Javier Duval into the ministry, and that evening, I was fortunate to give the charge to the minister, and I charged Joan using that Jesus teaching and encouraged her to transform lives as a disciple of love, somebody dedicated to love. And today, as we start our new church year and building beloved community is our spiritual theme of the month, I do the same with all of you. I charge you to transform lives as people dedicated to love. Dedicated. In order to do this, first, keep on loving life. Celebrate like David, who danced before the Lord with all his might. All his might. Sing like Mercedes Sosa. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Thanks to life, which has given me so much. Engage with beauty for the sake of beauty. Listen to music by Rafi, and listen to music in that movie Frozen. Exalt in the paintings of Klee and Modiglione and the paintings you make in your class. Make s'mores around the campfire and take long walks in the woods. Loving life will keep your battery charged. And when you're charged with doing what you love to do, you can be born again and again and again with life and growing and learning. Second, love your neighbors. Be kind and gentle to your family and your friends. Be open and gentle to the mailwoman, to police officers, grocery clerks, teachers, homeless folks, kids at your school, even when they're mean, garbage men and waiters. I'm not saying you have to like what everyone does, but I'm saying love them. You have a power to love people. Third, with all of this love flowing in your soul, you will be empowered to be a warrior for justice, maybe like a ninja turtle warrior for doing good things. bringing fairness to people. We know that the most powerful way to stop people from doing bad things to people is with love. That's the most powerful way to stop people from hurting each other. And we see it all the time in our world, and we get sad. But love, one person at a time, one interaction at a time, can change the tide to make hurting go to helping. And you all have the power to do it, okay? But in order, you got to remember to love life, to love your neighbors, to help bend the arc of the universe towards justice and fairness with love, you have to love yourself. So I charge you, always remember you are a miracle of the divine. Your body, mind, and spirit deserve tender, loving care. So one way to do it, many of us talk about spiritual practices as a way to show compassion and love to your body. You know, these can include sitting in silence, ringing a prayer bowl, doing some yoga. They can include riding your bicycle or gardening, reading poetry out loud with friends, or just sitting by a tree. Those are the ways to get in touch with the miracle of life. It's so amazing, this thing called life. If you do these things, when we do these things, I know that we will keep building beloved community by putting arms and legs on the prayer of one of the greatest Unitarian ministers of all time, Theodore Parker, who was probably the top Unitarian to have impact in stopping slavery from the pulpit and from the church institution. Parker said, "Be ours a religion which like sunshine goes everywhere. Its temple all space, its shrine the good heart, its creed all truth, its ritual works of love. Blessings be. Amen."
Before beginning our water ceremony, I have the really great pleasure of introducing to you our student minister for this church year, Ken Sims, who comes to us. Here's Ken. Ken comes to us from Princeton Theological Seminary. He'll be with us for the year, working in the congregation in various capacities with various committees, and we're really glad to have you. I invite you now, as you're willing and able, to come to our communal bowl, which is sitting on top of our well, the well of this community. And as you pour in your waters from near and far, I invite you to consider all of the gifts that you receive from this community. As you approach, let the sounds of the water speak to you. As I and members of our YRUU group read to you the blessings and commitments that all of you have made to this congregation, I invite our youth to come forward.
Side aisles, and then return to your seat down the middle. Make two lines on each side, please.
So for the blessings of gratitude, laughter, and fellowship.
Blessings, spirit, share experience, commit, keep engaging with love in my heart.
Love, community, empowerment.
Commitment, work to ensure we fulfill our mission through board and contributors to a life of community.
Love, inspiration of worship, help in times of need, friendships.
Support friends' connections. Welcome strangers, put principle into action. Support programs, support members with food, visits when... When sick. Support...
Financially.
Friendship, humane interactions.
I receive love, encouragement, acceptance, family, counsel. I want to give my time, my love, heart, and support to all who need and in any way I can help. I can do better. I want to do better.
Come on back. Loving care for my children and family, precious moments for reflection and silence.
Commitment, supporting the youth.
Reflection at in community.
I want to encourage others to be their best selves.
Reading out loud, making new friends.
Big smile, big hugs.
A new and beautiful family, opportunities.
I will bring presence, my own inner clarity, active listening.
To step outside of my comfort zone and yet be known to people better.
Home, food, exercise, friends, things I love, music, and games.
Renewal of faith, responsibility, oneness, friendship, trust, hope, togetherness, humor.
Blessings and support in times of need, friendship, laughter, and music. Commitment to participate in more activities.
Sunday school that is fun.
My work through social services and eliminating abuse and neglect. Love.
Friendship.
Centeredness, inspiration, commitment to be truly present, to make an island of stillness in my hectic week.
Open-mindedness, attention, perspective, time.
Blessings, love, and kindness.
Good people, cheer, encouragement.
To attend and share love.
To volunteer with the youth.
Life, nourishment, how cleansing, breathing, community.
To acknowledge the affections of those around me.
Sense of community, similar mindsets.
A commitment to helping those in our congregation who are facing all sorts of adversity.
Commitment to live my best life for others, to live my best life.
Financial generosity and support to the church.
Friendship / kinship with people of similar values, family time with our children, support to teach our children UU values.
Renewal, reflection, quiet peace music.
Blessing I receive from this community, it gave me a place where I can be myself and help people. I can learn about different perspective and grow with people.
Time and supporting efforts to make the world a better place.
Family extends into community. Commit to
Brighton.
Commit to brighten up our lives.
Showing up, teaching child spiritual development.
Generosity of spirit.
Positive energy plus happiness.
Friends, support, and growth.
Attending social justice retreats, continuing to go. So for these things, and for many, many more, we give our thanks, we lift our hearts in praise for the many blessings we receive from this community and the commitments we make that supports this community. Blessings on this holy water. Amen.